I got a bunch of dumb white people working for me. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh my God.
I guess you can. He can talk like that since Asians have been beat up on. You're gonna beat up on the white people.
For only three more months though. Three more months. And then
wear off. Yeah, about three more months, and you better shut the fuck up. Your privilege is gonna be gone.
He knows I love him.
He's Asian. You treat them both the same, I'd say.
Yeah.
Am I mean to you?
I mean, we're pretty.
Yeah.
I like us now.
What do you mean?
I feel like our relationship feels good.
Yeah.
You didn't like him at first?
No, I looked up to him, but he hated me. When I first joined, he was my, like, the only Asian on network TV. She was like, my boyfriend's Bobby Lee. I'm like, oh my God, I'd love to help. The first thing he does, he's like, you suck. You're gay.
No, I said, called you a flat.
You gay?
No, I'm not. for 2 years, you got everyone on this podcast to think I was in a gay relationship. He's so good at it.
But I used to call you like flat face.
Flat face.
Flat face.
Fairy boy.
You flat face.
Why?
Because he's a flat face.
I mean,
like, no, you got a flat face. The fuck you talking about? He looked like he was born over here. You look like you was brought over here. What is you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, no,
you're recording, right?
Yeah.
He look like he's from Hawaii.
Yeah. I look like I'm from like old school Asia.
Well, I can't talk about y'all right now. You trying to get my fucking
career. No, we're good.
No, we're not good once you release this shit. You trying to set a nigga up. I ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't saying shit bad about you. I appreciate my hair.
That's amazing. Are you recorded?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, right. We're
good. So, Miss Pat, just I'll introduce you, and then you can start talking. I do a little intro first.
Okay.
I don't mean to be rude. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's a fucking podcast, Bobby. We get to edit it however the fuck we want to.
There we go.
At the end, just don't get naked. That's all.
Do you get scared when I get naked?
I get scared when any white person get naked.
All right, but I'm Asian.
I don't give a fuck your skin. I love it already.
That is a good point, though. Your skin is white.
You do have white skin.
No, I'll argue that. Let's fucking start it, and I have an argument.
He's been
that.
Recording. Go, Bobby.
All right, go ahead.
Five.
He does a countdown.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
I love you.
Thanks.
I'm Bobby Lee. I'm the captain of this ship. I feel great. I woke up at, what time? 2 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had fucking some deep dreams last night.
About?
About, because I saw that documentary about, what's it called?
Ivan the Terrible.
Oh my God. Some guard at one of the...
What was the name of your documentary?
It's called The Devil Next Door.
Oh, I thought he was about to say Eye of the Tiger.
No.
The Rocky documentary.
No.
It's not a documentary. It's a movie.
No. So, let's just go. I'm just gonna introduce Miss Pat. Give her a round of applause.
I'm sorry.
Let's get that going. Thank you so much for doing the podcast. I've been a fan from afar. I think you're just naturally funny, intrinsically funny.
Thank you.
You're just.
You were on The Cabin, right, with Bert?
Oh, yeah, girl.
What happened? What happened?
What didn't fucking happen?
I know.
Did you watch that episode?
No, I. What happened?
The fucking best.
Wait, what happened?
She Miss Pat just goes off.
I did not go off. I was being my fucking self. I just talked to Bert about this. Kelly Coso?
Cuco.
Cuco, yeah.
Coco.
Yeah.
Cusco. Cusco.
Kelly from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And Joel McHale. And he thought it would be good to put us together. And he said, I wouldn't know who she was.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know who they was. Well, I grew up watching the soap because Joel McHale always been a cute, sexy white guy.
Yeah.
So he get out the car and I was like, hey, I know who Ryan Seacrest is. He said, and I know who Lizzo is, which was fucking hilarious. And so he went on to ask me, did I know her? And I didn't know who she was. I had never seen her before. I had never heard her name. And I just looked at her. I was like, and when he told me who she was, I said, I don't know who you are. I don't know no black people that watch The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it just went downhill from there. But
yeah.
And oh my God, people's in my box. I'm racist. How the fuck am I racist if I don't know somebody?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, I don't know all them white men's on the money, but I still.
Yeah. But there's certain shit that I, yeah, there's shit I don't watch. I don't watch certain networks or this and that. There's sometimes where I'm walking down the street in Beverly Hills and photographers will be taking photos of somebody. I'll turn around and it's some white dude walking down. I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
Who the fuck is he? Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know any. Look, I'm 49-year-old black woman who mind my motherfucking business.
Bro.
I don't get into reality shows.
Me either.
I don't want to see a bunch of black bitches fighting. Like I don't watch shit. I watch drug dealing movies. I'm an ex drug dealer.
Wait, what movies do you watch?
Yeah. Fucking Narco, Queen of the South, Blacklist, Handmaid's Tale. I like to see white cliques get cut off.
Yeah, I love.
They cut the white clicks off on him.
Yeah.
That's my
cut
shit.
Them right. Yeah. What do you think they do with them after? They put them in a little bowl. You think?
I don't know, but this season was so fucking good, boy. Yeah. Ooh, boy, ain't nothing like a pissed off, strong faced white woman.
It
got really good. That's the type of shit I watch. I don't watch no pick me up and carry me across the sea ass drama ass shit. Ain't nobody gonna be picking my big black ass up, pulling me out of the water. First of all, I'm black. You ain't about to get my hair wet. No goddamn way. Pay for it.
Yeah.
So I don't get into all that old lovey-dovey shit. Yeah. I'm a ghetto hood bitch.
Do you watch like nature documentaries about like giraffes?
Fuck no.
Why?
You like who's Jurassic?
What? You know, giraffes and shit or like.
The fuck I need to see with giraffe? I can see a tall motherfucker in it.
Yeah, yeah. What about like sea creatures? Like, you know,
no,
sea anemones.
No, I grew up with roaches. I don't want to. No, I don't watch it. And I think alligators are some mean motherfucker grabbing fucking deer babies by the neck and choking them out and shit. I don't want to see nature eat nature.
Have you watched any serial killer documentaries?
I just watched on YouTube. I was just passing, strolling, and it's called Fatal Attraction. It's the first time I ever seen it like with all black women.
Wait, this wasn't the movie Fatal Attraction.
No, not the movie. It was like just a real incident.
Yeah.
When I was in Riverdale, Georgia, where I have a home. I still have a house there. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting. So, you know, I watched little shit like that. But really, I'm so busy between family and trying to be a fucking comedian. I don't have time to watch shit. When I close my eyes, I'm trying to motherfucking sleep.
Yeah.
Shit. Half of the time, I'm trying to get my titties out of my face when I take my bra off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rest.
Did you start in, obviously you started in Atlanta, stand up. How old were you when you started?
Shit, I don't know, late 20s. I've been doing this shit almost 20 years, yeah, late 20s.
Wow.
I was a late comedian. I didn't start at 19. I started straight out of the box with something to talk about. So
yeah.
I was married with kids and my kids were still in fucking school. And
wow.
It was a struggle.
Yeah.
You had kids real young, right, Miss Pat?
Yeah, 14, 15.
Wow. Oh my God. 14?
Yeah. I was trying to get that shit out the way.
Smart.
And it was just waiting you 20 when your pussy about broke down. You know, waiting till the correct age society say, use the pussy when you can. I'm not advocating for teenage pregnancy. I say do you.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you think it's over for me at 36? You think dust is coming out of my pussy?
Who fucks you? Ask that person.
That's just my girlfriend.
Oh, is dust coming out of pussy?
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
A lot of dust.
Are you trying to get pregnant?
No.
You don't want to get pregnant?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I want to have babies with her, but I we don't know yet. Because when we first dated Miss Pat, you know, I knocked her up. Can I say it?
Yeah, no. I got two abortions when I first.
I knocked her up a couple times.
You too. I say this. You can't keep them all. But anyway.
Did you have abortions too, Miss Pat?
Fuck yeah, I had them. Damn. Ghetto dick keep you pregnant.
I don't know any girlfriend of mine that hasn't had one.
Most women have, but they won't say it out loud.
Right.
Oh my God, bitch, I know your pussy. We got the same pussy. They went down the same village, okay? You had an abortion. And then they'd be like, I'm not a mama. You are a mama. You just didn't keep them. Yeah. So you get to celebrate Mother's Day too. It's not with the child.
Never thought of it that way. Yeah. That's true, though.
Yeah, yeah, you was a mama. Yeah. You just, the baby exited the wrong way, but you are a mother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so yeah. much. We're parents.
You guys have been parents for many years.
We have two ghost kids.
Wait a minute. The abortion was by you.
Pat, Ms. Pat, is it worth it? Having what? Kids?
It used to be worth it when it was great tax write-off, but when Trump got in office, he took all that shit away from the poor people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm quite sure y'all ain't in the class where you get EIC because you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's called Earned Income Credit, where they take your money and give it to poor motherfuckers so we can buy flat screen TVs. That's the best way I can describe it to people with money. It's not worth it anymore. I mean, unless you just want a diaper bag on your shoulder or somebody sucking on your titty other than Bobby Lee. I mean, I breastfed only my gay daughter.
Yeah.
And I have a bit, that's why I think she's gay, because
I think
I put titties in her mouth too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they really do suck the length out of your fucking titty. Like, they'll make one of your titties uneven.
Yeah.
And I had a really nice figure and shit, and I had these motherfucking Batman arms and shit. And I had that first baby, and plum. I've been this side since the first motherfucking baby. I'm still trying to lose weight. The motherfucker 35 years old. I want to go back to my fuckable weight. Like, sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Is that what you, that's not when you were starting, though.
Yeah. No.
How old were you when you started?
12.
When you started banging?
Well, he was banging me.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like much older? And
yeah, he
like
was 21, 22, something.
Wow.
Like that. He signed the kid birth certificate, too. That goes to show you they don't give a fuck about the kids in the girl. Come on, bring your old ass in here and sign this minor birth certificate.
Wow.
Because he signed both kids' birth certificate. I had two kids by
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And neither time, nobody questioned this old motherfucker.
Yeah.
Who came in there with his ID that said he was old as fuck, who should have been the oldest brother, not the baby daddy, and signed a birth certificate and kept on moving.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what
but that's time now, because that was the 80s. I had the baby 86, 87. You do that shit today, they're going to drag your motherfucking ass.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I just saw a 12-year-old girl get pregnant by a 26-year-old man. They locked the mama and his ass up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And the mama, too?
Mm-hmm. You know what really, I'm a teenage mom, but this is when I really got jealous. Is when they started giving white girls a teen TV mom. What was my motherfucking TV show? You dirty bastard. I was a mama before all of them.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is that the first season, they were just all white girls, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single, and there was just white girls.
No
white
diversity.
Girl.
No
but
diversity.
They said it don't happen in the community. I'm like, excuse me. At least let me come in and motivate these bitches. I'm the original teen mom.
Yeah.
And they was just giving out TV show. I'm like, what the fuck was my TV show?
And they became,
I couldn't
like
even get away off that chick.
They legit became celebrities too. Like they have like they're on their eighth season of it, right?
Yeah, I watched now season of that bullshit.
But Miss Pat, I mean the fucking kind of shit that you got going on in your career, I'd rather have your shit than that shit.
Yeah,
that shit's a fleeting
that's before
bullshit.
I got TV. That's
yeah, but now look at you. You did this through your skill.
Yes.
Right? And your talent and hard
that's
work.
That's before I knew I had a fucking scheme. I was just looking to make some money.
But who pushed you? Who was like, wait a second, like you got it. You should probably try it.
I mean, people was always telling me I'm funny, a caseworker. And, you know, I just got into it and I was like, oh.
You say caseworker?
I had a caseworker.
Okay, got it.
And I'm a convicted felon. Mm. And so it was
for what? For what?
For trafficking cocaine.
Oh, shit.
Or we're selling crack. We don't do no cocaine. Selling crack.
Yeah.
So when I'm a convicted felon, it was so hard for me to get a fucking job. And comedy was easy money. It was almost like dope money. You know what I'm saying? You could just go and fucking do a show and make $100, 5 minutes, 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And I really just fell in love with it. And I just wanted to learn the technique of it. And everybody, I'm a storyteller. Once you figured out what the fuck you're doing up there, you kind of home in on it. And then you just really bang it out.
People don't realize it's fucking addicting.
It's very addicting.
Right? Like the first time you kill, there's nothing like that on planet Earth. It's like, holy fuck, you get hard. I don't get hard.
But my
little dick got hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just remember couldn't sleep that night. Because you're just thinking about the set.
That is not what happened to me.
Whatever.
The opposite.
Whatever.
My little dick didn't get hard. I am a girl. My click didn't run off me. I mean, it is very addictive.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you go and you leave the stage and you know you're done well and you just want more. You know, it's almost like drugs. You just want more. Like, even as a comic, sometimes you might just find yourself going sitting back in the back of the club just to breathe the atmosphere.
Oh.
Yeah, you just being around that because that's what you love to do.
Yeah, one, in 1996... I was working at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, and we were closing up, and Dom Irrera, you know Dom Irrera? He was doing a show, like a corporate show. He stopped by the club, and he sat in a circle in the showroom. There's no audience there, and all the doormen and staff circled around him, and he just told stories for like a couple of hours, and it was the most magical, mesmerizing thing, because I'm like... I'm a kid from the suburbs. I don't know nobody from show business. But I also knew him from growing up watching him in, like, you know, HBO and shit. And just to hear his shit and just to be a part of it, it was just so dreamy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you never think that you can do
meet
those kind of people mm-hmm. or be involved. And now it's like, oh, shit, I'm at the gate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know how to walk in. You know what I mean? And it's like... there's nothing like it in the world. And after you kill, too, when people look at you differently in the showroom, right? Like, you're out in the lobby getting a drink, and people come up to you, and they're just like, oh, fuck, great set.
Yeah.
And, like, in normal life, people don't look at you like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're working at Starbucks, or I used to work at a coffee shop. People just would spit on you.
You know okay.
Mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
All right.
And, like, no, they would. They would just spit. Right in your face, and now it's
you
like,
fuck doing it. Like,
what coffee shop is this?
Well, no, what fucking coffee shop? Do you look that weak, Beverly? God damn. I mean, you are Asian. We do think y'all know karate. You just letting the motherfucker, you can't even say, ha ha. God damn. You can't pretend. You just let motherfucker spit on you.
Yeah, yeah. Did you grow up with Asians?
No. No, not until you guys came to our community.
We came to your community.
Interesting.
Yeah, the beauty supply store.
Oh.
The liquor store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, were you ever
the grocery store?
Were you ever friends with Asians growing up?
They didn't go to my school, no.
Oh, when's the first time you became a friend with an Asian?
You.
You?
49 years later?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't know no Asians. I'm not being racist, but I really don't know no Asian.
But okay, so let me just be honest then. May I be honest?
Yeah.
I grew up in the suburbs of San Diego. There was no black people.
How many did you have in your school?
One and a half. I don't even know.
Wow.
You know what I mean, the white dude was really tan. I don't know. Maybe, you know, he was black. But
there are some suburbs in San Diego that are super white.
Like so white. So it's like the only real, like, black friends I got was from comedy.
Yeah.
And then you just show up at a club and then, like, you know, you see, I mean, the first guy I met was this kid named Kareem, right? And he was this tall, he had a big afro, and he just came up to me and he goes, what's up, man? And then he gave me a hug, and I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, it's just like in the movies.
Then he spit on me.
Yeah, and then he went,
yeah.
Right on my face. No. You know what I mean? And I try to do he gave me a hug, and when we departed, I was just like, like, you know, I did a thing with my body.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm in training day or something. You know?
Yeah.
God damn, Bobby.
Yeah.
And then I came to L.A. And then Martin Lawrence's road manager goes, hey, Martin wants you to, every time he plays the store, he just wants you to open. Right? So then it's like, I'm like in the green room with Martin Lawrence and all these guys, and I'm meeting everybody. And it was just like, it was just a magical fucking time. But also, I didn't grow up with black people, so I'm just kind of learning culturally. What are you looking at me like that for?
No, I believe you.
I don't know why, but you're looking at me like I'm going to say something, no. Like I'm going to cancel myself.
No, I'm not going to let you cancel yourself. You're going to edit this out. I mean, I understand. I mean,
yeah,
I remember when Asians, Chinese people first started to come for hearing of them, which they took over the nail shop. Those are Asians, right?
Mm. Yeah.
They started to take over. Because, you know, I don't fucking want to say the wrong thing. But when they started to take over the nail shops in my community, and they just started popping up everywhere, and then we became popular, and all the beauty supply stores came. So they started coming to the community. Because at first they were coming to our community easing in out through the liquor stores. We have more liquor stores and churches than any fucking thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now they flood our community because for some reason white America don't realize we spend the most money in this fucking country. Black people do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that was my first interaction when they started to come in our community.
Yeah.
Well, you grew up in Atlanta.
Yeah, I grew up in Georgia. It was just Alpharetta.
Oh boy, shit.
wait, tell me about Alpharetta.
Well, I moved there.
It's rich as fuck.
Yeah. No, I moved there in 94.
White, it was still rich as fuck.
White black farms and then this guy. That was it.
Yeah, but that's where all the money is.
Now it is.
No.
That's where all the money is.
Bro, you grew up like I grew up.
No, but the way you describe, I didn't have a country club.
Bitch, you probably had a country, you just didn't belong to the country club.
Yeah, but you did.
Was there golfing?
There was golfing.
Well, there you go, bitch.
Why was you belonging to your parents own a beauty supply store or something?
He's a tennis player.
His cousin owns a beauty supply store.
No, my parents own these clothing stores.
Did they own a wig shop too?
We owned a wig shop. We're in that game as well. But then it's like
we're in
the wig game, bro. And
we're good.
What's up, dog? But I grew up. My parents were doing well in life.
Yeah.
So we grew up in like with a swimming pool. You know, me and white picket fence.
Affluence.
Very affluent, right?
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, but then here's the thing, though.
What do your parents think about you butt ass naked? Acting like you pole, you got a script to make fuck. What the fuck?
Miss Pat, but no.
What are your parents? Is they alive?
Miss Pat, just listen.
I'm surprised they ain't tied chicken feet to your dick.
Miss Pat, but you don't be behind closed doors?
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to beat the shit out with a golf club.
I heard you tell that story.
Yeah.
I don't know where I seen it. Said I came across a story about your daddy beating you. You had me fucking hollering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my mom, she knocked my mom's teeth out. He was a raging alcoholic. So, yeah, we had affluence, right? I was molested, not by my dad, but someone in the neighborhood. So, you have your trauma and shit.
Yeah.
Everybody got trauma.
Everyone's got. No, I know some dudes, though. I know some comics. They have nothing.
They're not funny.
That's true. They're not.
Ain't nobody stuck no thumb up your ass. Not funny.
That's the litmus.
If you look at a comic and they say, "Oh, my mother does my laundry," I'd be like, "Can you please go rob a bank? So get the fuck off stage. Nobody gives a fuck about your mama doing your laundry, you bitch."
Yeah, yeah.
As
that's.
My mama does his laundry.
Yeah, your mama does my laundry. But
it's Asian mothering. It's different. It's a different.
Oh yeah, they're
score.
Very clingy and. Cook for you and
yeah, like
you.
Even when you don't want it. Like today, I didn't want her to. She's just roaming around like vacuuming when
yeah,
I don't
can't
want
help
her to do anything. I'm like, Ma, sit down, have a meal with us. She can't do it. She has to be doing something, and it's always got to be in the cleaning department.
Can you send her a mile?
I will. Yeah. Oh my god, it's like her favorite sport in life is cleaning. Even
some people like that.
Yeah, it brings her comfort or something or ease.
Well, don't fuck with her comfort.
Yeah. I'll send her away.
Don't fuck with her comfort. Loan your mother out.
I will.
Loan your mama out. We want her to be real comfortable. can you fly her to Indianapolis? Keep your mama comfortable like a motherfucker.
Did you move to Indianapolis?
I live in Indianapolis.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, you like it there?
Fuck no.
Well, why are you there then?
My husband works at General Motors. And so that's what originally got me there. But I'm getting ready to move back to Atlanta.
Back to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, LA was never your thing?
Nah, I can't do this old Carrie eating ass place. Fake titties and I can't do all of this shit.
Yeah.
And you gotta be all these lunches y'all doing, all of these dream makers, these dream killers and fake motherfuckers and everybody playing like they opportunities.
Yeah.
I can't do that shit. These are worse than prostitutes.
I know. Look, let me ask you something.
I got the wrong attitude. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face, you lying bitch.
Yeah. Miss Pat. Do you think that's just a perception thing, or do you think that's a real, like, I understand that they're, just to hear me out, right? Mm-hmm. I understand people's, like, feelings toward people. They have the opinions about people in LA, and they think it's like,
she's talking about the, she's not wrong about the industry. The industry is like,
yeah,
that.
But it's like that. But let me argue this though. It's like that in any business. Like if you're climbing the corporate ladder in any corporation in like Atlanta or New York or whatever, right? Depending on what it is, people backstab each other and they climb to the top and they do lunches.
But it's like everybody here doing something. Everybody's an opportunist. I mean, if you're at a corporation and it says 100 people, everybody ain't an opportunist. You got some real people just there. It's like here, if you put 10 motherfuckers together in the business, 9 of them will step on your head to get to the top.
That's true.
So it's just, that's what I'm talking about. You know, everybody, because everybody wants to be famous. Everybody can't be famous. Somebody got to sit at home and watch the other motherfuckers down.
That's true.
Okay? Yeah, everybody can't be on TV. Everybody ain't got a talent.
Yeah.
But you can't tell these motherfuckers they ain't got a talent with social media now. I remember when I first started coming out to LA and I would see actors that could not make it standing on stage to do comedy. Why, bitch? Why take up the space that you should not be in? If you don't get your stupid ass off that stage, you probably ain't a good actor, but I know you're not a good comedian.
Yeah.
And that's what really burns me. When I see a broke ass actor trying to be a comedian, if you don't get the fuck out of our space when we already broke over here and got it, we need this little motherfucking stage time so somebody can take us on the road so we can buy a bologna sandwich, bitch.
Yeah.
The fuck off that goddamn stage. I mean, I've just, they be like, oh, that person is an actor, but they're doing comedy. That's not a comedian.
Yeah. Because
the shit come, to me, comedy come from tragedy, struggles, life issues, and hard. It's got to be here.
Yeah.
If you ever do this shit for the money, you're never going to make it.
Yeah, but here's what, when I see those motherfuckers all the time, right?
I'm quite sure you do. That's why I don't live here.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When I see them, though.
What you do?
I know that what it takes to get to, you know what I mean, headline and get a fan base and all that is you need to. They're not. I already know that they're not going to be able to do the steps and the ability to get through all the gates to get to where we're at. So I just don't mind them. I get that they're stealing our stage time.
I don't worry about them either. I just notice. I'm like, here go this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Tick.
But yeah. What?
Tick. Yeah. Blood sucking motherfucker. Stage sucking motherfucker.
They're ticks. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean,
And then 6 months later, they're not even doing it no more.
Mm. Yeah.
Or they just hang. You know, that's the shit I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I'm glad. You know what I love about stand up. I mean, even the show business in general. It's so hard.
It's so fucking hard.
It's so hard that, like, honestly, I've been in the game. Well, how long? Over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I now feel like I think I'm making it.
Yeah.
It took me this long. Before I would get, you know, I was on Mad TV, but we didn't get paid a lot. We got like, you started off with $4,000 a week with taxes and your agents and everything. You're making, you're on a TV show and you're making $2,000 a week.
That, and everybody else think you're making a shit ton.
Yeah, they think you are, but then you still have to get the clothes to look right and all that stuff. And you know what I mean? And it's like, you're not making any money. I had to borrow money, man, when I was on that show. But it's only now where I feel like, okay, I'm getting offers on shit. When I go on the road, it sells out.
Yeah,
and, you know what I
mean? See you.
Yeah, and this is, you know, making me money, and you know, and it's like I bought this house. You know what I mean? So it's
beautiful.
Like, yeah, this has only been a couple of years since I could afford a house like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm feeling it too. I mean,
you know, you're killing it now too.
Well, I ain't killing it like you, but
no,
noticed that you know, my touring is starting to pick up. I'm able to do shit I couldn't do 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took 5 years to get this TV show out. This, you know, I started out with Fox. I went through 3 writers. On top of that, Hulu shot the pilot and dropped it. And then BET Plus picked it up. It took 5 fucking years to get 10 episodes.
God.
Yes.
And I bet you after everything that didn't work out, you were so bummed, but you didn't give up.
No, you know what? I never felt like it wasn't going to happen. I just, you know, when you see the show, I'm not your typical mother. I'm a convicted felon in the show.
Yeah.
I'm mean. I'm fucking mean. Mm-hmm. And you know where most shows you see where the mom hold the household down? Mm-hmm. Well, this, my husband holds the household down. He support the household where I go out and follow my dream as a comedian.
Yeah.
And that's my real fucking life. My husband is home with the kids while I'm out here trying to follow my dreams as a comedian. And where I ended up today is because he was always there for me. Aww. So I'm not your typical mama. I say what the fuck I want to say. I curse. We talk about real shit.
Yeah.
And you know, it's no beating. We have conversation about race. Hell, the pilot is about school shootings.
Oh wow.
The pilot?
The pilot is about school shootings.
You open with
school shooting.
Wow. I open with school shooting. Because we didn't, I mean, ain't y'all tired of PC TV. Yeah. Ain't y'all tired of turning on TV, going to church? Motherfucker, if I want to go to church, I go to church.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of PC anything.
I'm tired of you can't say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Tipping around, everybody get mad. Whatever happened to the day when you say, fuck you? And I mean from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, kiss my ass from the front.
Yeah. You know what show I loved? All in the Family.
Yeah, and this show,
yeah,
I'm almost like an Archie Bunker. They want to say Roseanne because I'm a woman,
yeah,
but it's like Archie Bunker. We take on some, we had one episode about race,
yeah,
things you shouldn't say, and the word in the show that I brought up was Jap Slap. You remember, you ever heard of that word?
I like it. No. I don't know what it is.
But. That's what my dad did to my mom.
He's a fucking.
Jump slap!
Oh, you're so stupid. But, yeah. So I grew up as a little girl, and I'm just innocent. I'm telling a story, and I grew up as a little girl, and we watched a lot of Kung Fu movie. Bruce Lee, everybody loved Bruce Lee. Yeah. And my mom used to walk around, and I said, I'm going to jab slap the shit out of you. But,
holy shit, I love it.
But that's a derogatory term against Asian people. Uh-huh. I didn't know that. Uh-huh. Till my husband said, that is racist as shit. And I said, why? He said, because when Asians was in a concentration camp or something,
yeah,
that's what they did. Jap slapped them, hit them from the back. Uh-huh. You know, with the back of their hand. And I'm like, well, I didn't know that shit. So when I did a derogatory episode, which is about nigga, hunky cracker, we said all of these words.
Yeah.
Jap slaps, and at the time Asians had just started getting beat on, and the network lost their fucking mind. It was like, we gotta remove jap slap. No. So we tried to come up with so many other words, and they picked chinks, and I'm like, chinks is the worst shit.
That's worse than jap.
That's the N-word.
Thank
for
you.
For Asians.
But I was like, thank you. Everybody was like, they said chink on TV.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's all about, it's a teaching moment.
Right.
It's, you got my, you know, like when you're a parent and you're used to, it's almost like what Matt Damon just said when he was saying the F word. Oh, yeah. So that's the episode that I just shot where the kids come in and say, hey, you can't say that anymore. Well, motherfucker, why y'all keep changing this shit?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like when you see an older white man who say colors.
Yeah.
Well, if that motherfucker been living in the country, he used to saying colors, and that's what he just used to. Yeah. And if don't nobody correct him, then to me, that person is not racist. That person is ignorant.
You have to put people in context with either the time or the area,
and
right?
Their life experiences and their what life they're exposed to.
But that's why I was never offended by Archie Bunker, because I knew when I watched that character, I believed that character really existed.
It was. Yep. What the fuck you mean? You
right, believe? And he was authentic.
He was very authentic.
Authentic.
That's why white men loved him.
Yeah.
Because he was the voice of that era. And what he was saying out loud was beginning to fade away for them.
Yeah.
Because times was changing, and you wasn't allowed to. At the time, they could still say it, but they knew that they was losing that opportunity to talk like that openly in public.
Yeah.
Without. But
what I liked about Archie is that he would also learn, though,
yes,
on the show and grow. And you knew that deep down inside, he's not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy.
Right. He's just a guy that grew up in a time period.
He's ignorant.
Ignorant. That's right.
He's ignorant.
And when an ethnic person sees something like that in art or television and stuff, we get it.
Well, you're going to love this fucking show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because that's what this episode is about.
Yeah,
about
I can't wait.
The ignorance of me. You know, I even did an episode on... I don't even know what they call them, but them, they, and there.
Oh, the pronouns.
Pronouns, yeah. My daughter brought a pronoun on
what's
my
them,
house.
Them, there? What's them, there?
Pronouns.
pronoun.
They, them, their.
She,
instead
he.
Of she.
She, he.
Yeah, she, her, he, him.
Yeah, they don't want to be called boy and girl. So they say they them, they, and their. So my daughter bring over this boy one day.
Yeah.
And the boy to me. And he was like, I got pronouns. I'm like, well, you got a dick.
And so, you know what? Facts, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it was a teaching moment for me. And I decided to bring that like real life experience, what it was to deal with a real child who had a pronoun, who parents didn't want to accept that the changes this child was going through. And I brought it into an episode, which was true to my family. And it was fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Yes, it's episode 4, and my daughter wrote the episode.
She did? Oh.
Yeah, my daughter wrote on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I found fucked up, though, about that whole Matt Damon thing? It's because
tell me about the Matt Damon.
So Matt Damon comes out, like, there was an interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewer basically recalled Matt Damon saying, you know, it was my daughter who taught me how to not use the F word anymore.
What F word?
F-A-G.
Yeah, F-A-G.
Bad. We're not saying that shit.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I know
Saget.
That one.
But
Saget.
Yeah.
Saget.
Yeah.
Saget. Yeah, and so... Well,
with the other alphabet.
Yeah.
Not me.
And then the daughter had, like, you know, basically educated him on why, at any given point in time, that probably hurt someone's feelings, right? But then...
The media turned on him.
They turned on him, assuming that that's just... He was just using this word in his daily life, which wasn't the case. But I'm just saying, like, you can't do no right anymore. Like, everyone just finds...
It's the fucking media. And is everybody want a headline story?
Yeah.
Everybody want a headline story. And let me ask you this. Let me say this. Matt Damon is at 40, 50-something years old.
Yeah.
If he's using the word and he come out and tell you that it was a teaching moment for him, why couldn't it be a teaching moment for all of us? Yeah. Why did the media want to turn society on this man for trying to say, hey, it was a teaching moment for me?
Yeah.
Because we all say shit in our fucking house.
Yeah.
If you say you don't, you're a goddamn lie.
Yeah.
If you white and say you don't say the N-word in your house, you're a lie. Because there are days I say cracker and white motherfucker and stuff like that.
Jap slap.
She's always saying jap slap. Always saying
jap slap.
I don't
say jap slap anymore.
In fact, can you call me from now on?
At the club?
No, just, no, at the club. Honestly, I don't call me by I want to be called jap slap.
No, motherfucker.
Please. I'm jap slap now.
Only when she brings you up.
Yeah. And then give me, can I have a nickname? Give me a nickname.
No,
I can call you.
No, my name is Pat, bitch. You're not.
Little
not,
game.
No.
I'm jab slapping you are.
No. My TV get canceled because you trying to write a joke. I'm not fucking with you. Your name is Bobby Lee, motherfucker. If you choose to call yourself jab slap, that's on you.
Yeah. Maybe that'll just be my stage name.
You identify.
Yeah, but I'm not even jab.
You never heard of that?
No.
I've never heard of that.
I'm Korean. Core slap. That doesn't sound as good.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, it's a derogatory term. And when I brought it to the table to write about it, a lot of people hadn't heard of it. So that was the crazy. I was like, because I'm like, what? Y'all? I'm from Atlanta. I'm from the South.
Yeah.
So it was used wildly down there. And my husband was like, probably 10 years ago, he's like, that is racist as fuck. And then when he told me, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but it's like each one teach one. Mm-hmm. Like I tell people about a story. I didn't know shit about Jews and I ain't scared to say it.
Yeah.
My brother stole a fucking DVD player. And the Holocaust movie was in there. I ain't never heard of the Holocaust. You know the Holocaust?
Yeah, I know what the fucking Holocaust is.
Prove it.
So I'm being honest. I had told this on our podcast.
Wait, you didn't know what the fuck the Holocaust was?
Man, I dropped out in school in eighth grade. All
the Holocaust, though.
But, excuse me, most black people don't know who the fuck, most white people don't know who the fuck Malcolm X is.
It's true. That's a good point.
Do you?
Yeah, I do know who Malcolm X is.
Okay, thank you.
God.
Yeah, how about Mega Evers?
Of course I do, Meg. He died. Got killed.
Oh, you can say that about every name.
You really could.
You could.
Another name.
Yeah.
Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah.
He died. Like I was saying. Yeah, you know your black
Bob
history.
Dylan, also Bob Dylan wrote a song about him.
But.
Do you know who Bob Dylan is?
Yeah, I know Bob Dylan. So, I tell this story. My husband come over. My brother stole a DVD player. I mean, not a DVD, a laser disc. They were really popular. Yeah. And it was the Holocaust was in.
Wait, it was at Schindler's List?
It was Schindler's List. Okay. Never heard of Schindler's List. But we played it. And it was rap when Hitler was up there just shooting the Jews. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you white people? Jump that fist, nigga, run. Because that's what black people do. Get the fuck out when you shoot.
Yeah.
So when I meet my husband, we you know, he come on my house. I said, hey, you want to see this crazy ass movie about the white people getting killed? And it was the Schindler List.
No context. White people getting killed.
Do you know who Schindler is?
Well, now let me tell you. I'm telling you, it's a teaching moment. All I'm trying to give you.
This is so
my
funny.
Husband set me down and said, this is a true story.
Yeah.
I said, who fucking story? He said, the Jews. And I said, only one Jew, that's Jesus. And he said, what the fuck?
Facts.
And my I was fuck. Like, it's so a lot of them? He was like, fuck yeah. And I was so fucking stupid.
That is hilarious.
But it's a hilarious fucking story.
Yeah.
I was ignorant, and he let me know. And I went to start to Google, and I was like, oh my God, this shit is fucking real.
But they
didn't teach me that in school. I dropped out of eighth grade anyway, but I had never fucking heard of it.
Yeah.
So it was a teaching moment for me. That's how I learned what Schindler List was, and I learned what the Holocaust was. I never heard of the fucking Holocaust before.
Wow.
We stole that DVD. Thank God my brother Steve. I'd have been a Negro with no education on the Holocaust.
That's so fucking funny. Holy shit.
Yeah.
But now you know.
Well, that documentary that we saw yesterday was about some dude in one of the Holocaust like concentration camps that was like cutting bitches' titties off with a sword.
No, so people are in line, Jews, right? In line to go into the fucking gas
chamber. Yeah.
They're going to die anyway. This motherfucking guard, before they even enter the fucking get, would just cut off their titties with a sword.
He secretly moves to America and works at the Ford Ford
Motor Factory.
Yeah, Motor Factory for 20 years. Just no one knows anything about his past. He has a family. He's beloved by his coworkers.
Yeah.
And then when they were like prosecuting like war criminals back in the 80s, they
somebody
were like,
identified him.
They were like, oh, that's the dude. That's Ivan the Terrible.
Kind of woman did he marry? White lady?
Yeah, just a white lady. And his kids defended him. And they were like, we love our dad. He's nothing, but he's been nothing. He fixes our bikes for us. Like, his community loved him. It was crazy. Like, nobody knew.
No one. But you didn't see the documentary. You don't know.
But then they claim, like,
you don't know what happens at the end.
I didn't watch the last.
Yeah, but you can't claim that he's the guy.
Okay, you're right. I don't
know. Was he the guy?
Well, she wants to finish it. Can I tell you? She wants to finish. She didn't finish. She fell a fucking
thing. Okay, hold on. Close
you
up.
Want me to fucking tell
eyes.
You? No.
Yeah, tell Miss Pat.
Spoiler alert.
He wasn't the guy, but he did work in 3 concentration camps. So he didn't do the titty thing, right?
I'm hearing it all. It's okay.
What?
Go ahead. Yeah. It's okay.
He didn't do the titty thing, right? But he still was like,
a worker.
Get back in line, right?
Oh.
And they're like, oh.
Who identified him?
Well, so when he, see, what? Here's what you don't get. America knew this. They brought in a bunch of ex-Nazis into America and just, because they
let
were.
Let them blend in with the people who needed help.
Yeah, but some of these Nazis were good at like, you know, building bombs, or they had a certain skill set. So they're like, come on in, we'll just change your name to John Smith.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm John Smith. Yeah, and then you're John Smith. And then they're like building shit, you know what I mean?
That's why he was so good at Ford.
I
loved him.
And they used these ex-Nazis at Ford because they wouldn't complain. They would work 16 hours, and then during their break, they would just sit there and just eat a carrot, right? And then they would go back to work, and then they would just disappear, show up on time, diligent, you know what I mean? So they loved them, you know? But a lot of them were fucking murderers, man.
Wow. I saw one was he was an ex he was killing people too, and he came over here and he turned into a priest, and some of the survivors was, I don't know what was going on, but one of them identified him.
Yeah.
Cause you can't, I'm quite sure if you was in those situations, those faces was ingrained in your fucking, you was never gonna forget those
fucking
faces.
You see it in your sleep probably.
Yeah, you was never gonna forget those fucking faces. But back to that, it was a teaching moment. And we did an episode on that as a teaching moment, you know, to say, Quit. You just can't cancel people when they don't know.
Yeah.
At a teaching moment, when they make their first fucking mistake.
What do you think of the whole DaBaby controversy? Have you heard about that one?
Yeah, I'm black. You got damn right. I heard about
what's it. What's
DaBaby? DaBaby's a
rapper. DaBaby's a rapper. He stood up and said, "If you ain't sucking dick in the car with HIV or some shit like that," I think he was got beside himself. He forgot white people pay him.
No, but he said that he said something about.
Didn't he get dropped from a lot of festivals afterwards?
Yes, he did. He's still getting dropped today.
What did he say though?
So he was one of his shows, and then he was just.
He said, "Wave your foam in the air if you ain't got HIV, and you suck dick in the car in the parking lot."
It was at one of his shows.
After he finished,
and there's these white girls going, "Nee."
No, then everybody go. You about to be canceled. You about to lose your job.
And then at first he doubled down, didn't apologize. But then Miss Pat was saying, like, he forgot what people were paying him.
Yeah.
And now he's doubling down, but it's a little too late. So he going to have to become friends with Lil Nas. And Lil Nas is about to walk him back into the business.
Oh, man.
That's what's going on. I fucking love Lil Nas. Lil Nas fan. Lil Nas said, "Take me as I am or fuck off." I love you, Lil Nas. I went to the BET Awards, right?
Yeah.
And Lil Nas came in there with a fucking dress on and shit all the real bitches down. Oh, I was like, I need to get my body fixed. This nigga's glowing.
Sexy boy. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. He's gorgeous. He was nice, and he had on some fucking Herman the Monster shoes with the dress. He was drop dead fucking gorgeous. I mean, I was like, "You're making the real bitches look bad, Lil Nas." He was good looking.
Yeah, he's a good looking kid.
Were you in Atlanta growing up there when they had the Green River Killer?
We never had the Green River Killer. That's the wrong state. We had Wayne Williams. That was
the black guy that dressed up as a cop and killed the little black kid.
That was different Mindhunters.
His name is not Green River?
No, his name is Wayne Williams.
That's him.
He never dressed up as a cop. And it wasn't Wayne Williams. It was really the Ku Klux Klan who was killing those black boys. But they had to frame somebody.
Whoa, stop,
do your history.
No, stop. They got the guy.
Yeah, they always gonna frame a nigga. Come on, dude.
Oh, so you're saying to me,
if somebody running around chopping off Asian people's titty, and it sound like it's some Asian shit, and in your community, they probably gonna grab you, Bobby Lee, and say you did it.
Right.
You're frameable. You should be careful.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me right now is
black community, do not believe that Wayne Williams killed all those little boys. We truly believe that the Ku Klux Klan, white people, did it.
Wow, that's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, we don't think he did it. I mean, if you look at that documentary, my mama didn't make the documentary, but when they put the curfew in place in Atlanta, Georgia, back in those days, so all for the black community, your kids had to be inside or be with an adult. My mama, my brother and sister is the first people who broke the curfew. And we wake up one day and the news people is all around our house. My mom out there lying her ass off on the news.
Oh, no, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. You guys were in the news. So what you're saying is that because from the documentary, he was like telling kids that he was a record producer or whatever.
He was a record producer.
Yeah, he was a record producer.
Okay, but he didn't kill him.
He didn't kill him.
No. I mean, think about it. You killed some of those people was bigger than him. How the fuck are you going to drag them and throw them over in the river by himself?
Right.
That man was your side, Bobby Lee.
I'm pretty big for my...
No, you're not. If you kill me, you can't pick me up without chopping you the fuck up.
Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah. If we were having sex, you couldn't even lift my titty, Bobby Lee.
You just see... I could pump it with both hands, one titty.
No.
Yeah.
Can you one imagine... titty... Can you imagine him with my legs in the air? Yeah. Kill
him? Oh my God.
Could you imagine Miss Pat and I in a sex scene?
Exactly.
The best.
It would be so funny.
Dramatic film.
No, it would be horrible. You'd be a tampon.
Yeah. But that would be a great. If we ever write a show, we got to do a sex scene with me.
No, I'm not doing no fucking sex scene with no.
Why?
I'm married, first of all, and I'm not going to do
it. It's acting.
You're not getting on top of me.
You get on top of me. I'm
and
a bottom.
Kill you, and then now I'm in jail for killing you.
Yeah. Asian hate.
Yeah, Asian hate. Hate crime.
Oh, don't say no until you read the script. Okay, and you see the money. You see the money.
Well, I would do a sex scene with you if they put a double dummy in the bed.
Oh. All right, so wide shots, we'll put a dummy. But close-ups, we gotta.
Nobody.
Close-ups, we gotta. We're not gonna really tongue and stuff like that.
No, we're not gonna do a motherfucking
thing. Why? I'm gentle.
Bobby, I'm not your type. And you're definitely not my type to act with, okay? If you want some black pussy, you need to go buy you some. I get naked, you wouldn't know where to find it. I've seen your dick. It's not gonna work.
The logistics, just.
This brings us to another question, okay? It's like, you know, before I met Kalila, you know, I wanted to, you know, hook
a big dick.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He had a couple crushes on some black women who didn't show interest in him.
And I couldn't get black women to be interested in me. So could you suggest certain things that I could do to like up my game, you think?
Well, black women are just really starting to step outside of the black man. Like, black men have always dated Asians and whites and other women. But black women has like really been loyal to the black man. So they just beginning. I mean, it's always been interracial couples, but allowing themselves to date people that don't look like them. Because they're like, oh, I never did Asian. I never did a white man. I don't know. That's the mentality that we had.
Yeah.
You know, I deal with the motherfucking brother before I go outside my race.
Yeah.
But now they're starting to.
Yeah, I could see it sometimes on the show. Like, if I do stand up and I'll see a couple, I'll see like a beautiful black girl with an Asian dude.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, I missed a. I was like I was born 30 years too late, I think.
Yeah.
Because, that's interesting.
But I mean, people stop it. I think the world is just changing where it's not about race, it's about the individual. Love don't have a color.
Yeah.
You know, where white people's like, keep it white so you can be pure. And white women are like, no, keep it whatever that's got a big dick and gonna make me feel better. And so they started stepping out real early.
Yeah. It is because you and I are the same exact age. I'm 49. You're 49 as well, mm-hmm. right? And it's like you and I grew up in the same time period. Like we grew up during OJ and all, you know, all that shit, right? But it's interesting, like, because the times are changing so fast. And I feel like in different ways, you and I are just trying to catch up and learn. Because you're learning about all this new shit, right?
Yeah.
And it's like so much to learn. And I feel like there's going to be a lot more to learn in the next 10 years as well. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I think generations before me didn't want to learn.
Yeah.
Right? No. But I think because you and I are in entertainment, we're in social media.
I think kids today was like, I don't give a fuck what color you is. I just want to fucking get high.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I just want to make a TikTok video. I just want to do this. They don't give a fuck. They really don't.
Yeah.
It's the grandparents and the parents that, you know, I mean, look at white girls. They be saying, look at white girls. The first thing they do is they get out of the house and go buck wild. They go with black people, Asian people, white people. The daddy be out over there picking his hair out of his fucking head.
Yeah.
Because she's curious. Because you're like, don't do it. Well, if you constantly tell somebody don't do that, well, hell, let me go try this. Why he keep saying don't do this? What is he hiding from me?
Yeah.
I need to stick my motherfucking mouth in this cookie jar.
Yeah.
And that's what the white girl do. Look, daddy, I brought home a Negro. Look, daddy, I brought home a Chinese. Look, daddy, I brought home a blind cat.
Yeah. You've never hooked up with a white dude?
I've never dated outside my race.
Not one time.
First of all, Bobby.
You never touched a white dick?
I've touched a white dick, jacked it for some wrestling match ticket.
What the fuck? Wait, what's the story?
Wait.
For a ticket?
You wouldn't see a wrestling match?
I used to like wrestling. This man used to buy a pussy from my sister. He came through the neighborhood. She wasn't there. So he had me to jack a dick or watch him jack a dick. And he gave me some money. And he jacked his dick and I bought me a wrestling match ticket. And then one time I went to the hotel and jacked the man dick for $100.
Really?
Yeah.
White dude?
That's the only time I would fuck white dicks. But I mean,
what's your face like? Would you just do you roll your eyes back or?
I was 11.
Story got up.
Fuck you.
Story got me real dark popcorn. Fast.
That's so dark.
I got me some popcorn front row ticket. I did not think about that dick I had just jacked.
Wow.
Shit. Wow. I was down there with the white folks that night at the wrestling match.
Wow.
What an incredible life you've had.
Interesting.
So, but you've lived, you know, I'm in AA. I'm in Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm sober.
You do the chip shit?
Yeah, I do the chip shit. I do all that shit. And it's like...
My sister do too. I took my sister crackhead. So I took her to a comedy show one day. And this is when I realized people in AA is fucking crazy. Well, not people, but my sister. She was doing it just to get the chips, not really to get off dope. So
yeah.
So I was at a comedy show one night. So the comedian said, "Anybody celebrating anything?" My sister stood up and said, "Yeah, I've been off crack for 4 days." That's a bitch, if you don't set your mouth.
4 days. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Bitch, you just ain't got your social security check. Set your ass down. You ain't clean.
Yeah, but in AA they say, you know, you get sober to have a big life, right? And I just feel like you've had a really big life. You've had children. You've had, you mean, just the stories that you're selling drugs to fucking some of the sexual shit that you went at in early.
Pat, is it true that your name, they called you Rabbit?
Yeah, that's the name of my book.
Why did they call you Rabbit?
That was my drug dealer. It was my nickname. And then it became my drug dealer name. And it almost became my stand-up name. And I was like, nah. So the kids in my neighborhood call me Miss Pat. So I went with Miss Pat.
Can I call you Rabbit?
Nah. No. I'm too old to be having a nickname.
Okay, Miss Pat. Yeah. Relax. Okay, fine.
I ain't calling you Squirrel Pussy.
But you've had a great life, and it's just like, I'm just so happy, though, the show. I think it's going to be, from what I hear, where is it at? It's Miss Pat where?
BT.
It's BT Plus.
Plus.
BT Plus.
So you can watch that on TV, or can you stream the shit, too?
It's streaming. Yeah. BT Plus. BT Plus have an app. Like Netflix.
Uh-huh.
It's a new streaming service. It's been around about 18 months.
Uh-huh.
But they have some great shows on there. They some good original. They show a lot of black shows because they're only 18 months. So I don't even think they got 40 original shows yet because they're such a brand new network.
Wow.
But it comes out August the 12th. All 10 episodes drop at the same time. It's a Lee Daniel, Brian Grazer, and Ron Howard production.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great show on a brand new platform that's been very supportive of what I do.
And have you met Brian Grazer?
Fuck yeah, many times.
He's a fucking heavyweight.
He is?
Dude, Brian Grazer and Ron Howard are one of the biggest guys in Hollywood.
I know. Ron Howard is a sweet thing.
Oh, you met him too?
Yeah, I met Ron.
Oh, but these are legends, the people you're working with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miss Pat, you're working with the elite.
I know. I started off with the elite.
Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
But what I like about the show, it seems like they're letting you do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like you're calling the shots.
Well, you know, you always gonna have people with the pushback, but they allow me to be me. They didn't. They know the product that they bought. I'm not watered down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not. You will look at this show and say, "That's Miss Pat."
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They're not. Nothing is coming out of my mouth that wouldn't regular come out of my mouth. I am that person in your family that say what the fuck they want to say.
Yeah.
I mean, every moment is about something. And now we use grown people lane because it's the show title, a grown folk sitcom, because we're cursing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're cursing, motherfucker, some bitch, nigga, all kind of shit. but it's not out of content. We're talking about something each and every episode.
Yeah. That's amazing. Everyone listening right now.
BET Plus.
Listen to, download, get fucking BET Plus. And fucking watch that shit.
August 12th. August 12th. All 10
episodes. When does this come out?
I think just after this comes out that
week. Yeah, that's when it's supposed to
be. When you're listening to it, do it now.
Now.
Yeah, go exactly. right now and download it. I need you like Bobby Lee need dick. A dick.
All right, so Miss Pat, at the end of our show, we do what we call unhelpful advice. People email us with a question, problem they're going through. So we can either help them or not, whatever, but go ahead and do it.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Miss Pat.
Oh, shit.
Hello, my name is Kirk, and I live in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Back in November of 2019, I was told I had rectal cancer. I've been sick
Wait, rectal in the asshole.
Anus cancer.
Rectum, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been sick and on with treatments. At one point, I lost 30 pounds and was skinny as a stick. I'm still going through this journey. I'm starting to get at the end of my rope as in treatments. Do you have any advice for me to have hope?
How old is he?
He is 30. Oh, no age.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But Ms. Pat, how does he find hope when all is lost?
Fuck you laughing at, Bobby. This is sad.
That was weird. <weird. laughs>
I'm just laughing.
He laughs when he's uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable. I gotta laugh.
Oh, I mean, I just think you gotta surround yourself with positive shit. You gotta laugh. You cannot be thinking about what's going on in your ass. You just gotta you gotta make yourself happy. Mm-hmm. I truly believe laughter heals you.
Yeah.
I mean, when you can relieve the body of stress, stress will give you a stroke, it'll give you a heart attack. You can't control what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's the universe, that's the doctor. All you can do is just try to live. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Hell, put on you a CD or some comedy. Go and Google Bobby Lee naked.
Download BET Plus.
Download BET Plus and watch all 10 episodes. August 12th.
Get it right.
Start surrounding yourself with positive shit. You know, and nothing you can do. All you can do is heal the body to me by providing positive stuff to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you sit there and worry, you're just going to add to what's already going on. That's what I believe.
Can I ask about erectile? What is it?
Rectal.
And a rectile. He wished it was rectile.
rectal cancer?
Yeah, asshole.
Did they take out the asshole? Is it chemo or do they do surgery?
The rectum is at the very end of a colon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I know. That mine's not in the deep end.
No, it's likely that you get what you call like a resection.
Oh, you're a nurse, right?
Yeah, she's a nurse, yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll take out certain portions of the disease tract of the colon, or if it's higher than that. Like, I have a friend where she no longer has her lower intestines, but she has a pouch, and they sew.
She had a rectal too?
No, she had Crohn's, a little different. Yeah, but similar, it's similar in the sense that you do have to take out a large part of your intestine, and she has a Barbie butt now, so they had to sew her butt shut because she no longer has a use for it.
Oh.
So, but as I answer your question, you just cut out.
No,
what
no,
did they
no.
sew the butt for? To keep it from leaking?
I'm not sure. They call it a Barbie butt. But it's basically because there's no use for it.
Well,
right?
Let me say this.
Even the gas.
But your asshole itch sometimes.
Well, fuck.
Not this one.
What do you mean your asshole itches?
You know, your asshole don't ever itch.
My
it's kind of dirty.
Mine does.
Yeah.
Mine always itches.
But does it itch because it's not sewn shut?
It might be a little dirty, but
maybe you don't wipe well.
Yeah, if you don't wipe well, your asshole.
Do you wipe well?
Well, my arms are short.
A lot of shit there.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that, like, if this kid, right, he has some sort of surgery. So let's suppose him and I were lovers.
What?
Just hear me out. We were lovers, right?
Why don't you say that to a cancer patient?
That's true.
Okay, let's say I was a woman.
He's trying to look for hope.
I know.
You fucking him in the butt.
Where I'm going.
Okay, well,
that's
listen.
Not where I'm going.
Wow, that
all
was
right,
not,
that's not where
yeah.
I'm going.
All right, listen.
Yeah, that's not where I'm going. Let's just hear
me
out.
You and him lover.
Let's say I'm like a woman, right? I'm dating this guy.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't tell me about, you know what I mean, his right? And he's like bending over naked. Would I be able to tell that he had
No. What do you think, a hole is back there? Well, you think he got a bullet, a fucking
he
door?
He thinks that shit hangs out from his asshole.
And it spells cancer.
Now, if
that's all I'm asking.
No, here's the point. I will tell you this.
God.
If the tumor, if there was
all I saw was a black hole when you saw that shit. I'm like, do you think the asshole turned into a pussy?
No. I'm just saying.
You're not wrong in the sense that if, let's say, there was a mass or a tumor in that area and that was not removed, yes, you would see a tumor in that area.
All right, so could he do this? Forget it. I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to say, I know I'm going to get attacked. Go ahead.
Wait, I will say, says, Tiger Belly makes me smile all the time. I love your comedy. So maybe you could continue with
it. I'm going to go ahead and say this. You know you're almost 50. You know what you're due for, right?
Colonoscopy. I just had one.
How was it?
How was the
Shitty.
Prep?
Shitty.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was just telling Bert, somebody else this. I think they left. I don't think they imped me really well.
Mm.
So, you know, my asshole was wet.
Yeah.
It leaves you really wet.
Yeah.
And it was like, I felt a little like he, instead of going up in there easy, I could feel where he juked the thing in my asshole. Maybe it was too tight.
Juked?
Yeah.
Juked. You know, like, so I woke up and I was like, oh, my asshole burning.
Yeah.
So I don't think he treated me too good.
It doesn't seem
but
like.
But since you're a nurse, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So I have hot flashes, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm almost 50. Yeah. So they used to be in between my titties.
Yeah.
But lately, they've been in my asshole.
You yeah. better get this right.
Look, I don't know too much about like the variety of hot flashes.
Yeah, why are they in my ass fucking up my panty liner?
Because I know that my mom, when she became menopausal, she had some weird shit in the weirdest places too. I don't know what the reason for that is, but...
my friend told me her aunt had, this is a true story, she told me this yesterday. They was from New York. She said her aunt had hot flashes so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking bad that she would just get naked at the house in her underwear.
Oh my God.
And
oh my
one day she was just sitting in the window trying to get air and she fell out the window and died.
What the fuck? Why are we laughing
Why are you
so
laughing?
Much?
Why are you laughing?
It's terrible.
They found her.
Why are you laughing?
She fell four stories. They found her drawers. And I told my friend, bitch, tell me this ain't real. It's real. Whatever her aunt name fell out the window because she was trying to cool off. I was like, I'm not letting my half flesh kill me.
Oh, damn.
That's crazy. Yeah. What's a hot flash?
So
you get really heated.
Really?
Do you know what menopause is?
Nah.
When your pussy about to dry up, I call it.
Yeah.
You know, your mom had early onset menopause. His mom had menopause at 37.
Yeah, my friend did too.
But it's basically, you no longer get your periods, your estrogen level drops in your body, your testosterone creeps up a little bit. So we just have these a set of symptoms that is really uncomfortable, especially if you're like early menopause.
Mm.
Yeah, you start to sweat. You start to have weird mood swings.
Mm.
Just the whole thing. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Eventually, it evens out.
So dudes don't get hot flashes.
No, y'all go through midlife crisis and dump old bitches and get young bitches and fuck up your family, buy a Corvette, your hair fall out, your dick start working, you buy pussy. That's what y'all do.
Cialis all day?
Yeah.
Well, midlife, so I would probably have one soon then if I was going to have a midlife process.
Oh, you're going to have one.
You think so? Yeah.
I think when your dick stops working, you're going to have some kind of crisis.
Yeah.
Because you've had a lot of fun with that thing.
Oh yeah, good times. Good times.
You guys do not look like a couple.
What? 8 years.
What? 8 years, man.
It just don't. I don't want to be rude because I'm in your house, but she's so out of your league. Oh God.
Miss Pat.
But Miss Pat, I grew up in a really fucked up family.
I know, and you got a fucked up man.
Fucked up.
Miss Pat, I aim high.
This is a basketball player chick.
I know, and I want, when I see basketball players with the girls, I go, I want that too. Why can't I have that too?
I don't think she woke up yet.
Still in the Matrix.
I know.
She is so
I've
pretty.
Always dated hot chick.
You know, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just being honest.
No, that's, I love
I expect
it.
You with a fat Asian chick.
A fat Asian chick?
That's what I mean. When I walked in, I was like, "Oh, that must be his assistant."
No.
I had two.
I am
abortions.
That too, though.
But and I'm like you, and I'm thinking, you let him fuck you?
But, yeah, it's my girl.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But if you dig a little deeper, you'll know how
he's
it makes
a good
sense,
person.
Well, no, like our upbringing was so similar, so chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, opposite attract, and definitely opposite. I mean, she's beautiful.
And I think that's exactly right. In fact, when I saw her...
I see him in the club all the time, and I would say, who fucking him?
I know, bro.
She talks about you the way you talk about George.
I know, and that just feels good. I love this. You know what I mean?
You're beautiful.
You should love it too, you piece of shit. Yeah, fuck you. You know what I mean? Miss Pat, I swear to God, honestly, anytime you need to promote anything...
Thank you, Bobby.
You come to this place.
I will.
Because my audience is going to love you, and they're going to support you. And this was a blessing.
I've never laughed so hard in my
life. I've never laughed so hard. We've done...
On this show, I've never
laughed
so hard.
We've done 305 episodes.
Yeah.
We've had heavyweights, big people on the show, right? You are the funniest.
Oh, wow.
Out of everyone we've had, you've made me laugh the most.
Wow. And, yo, she's beautiful. I mean, I don't
know. What do you think is a great past that?
Yeah, beautiful. Just y'all are beautiful.
Let it
couple.
Go. Let it no, go.
But you know what? Y'all gonna have a beautiful baby.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if she can get that pussy back on track.
But Miss Pat, can I listen, I don't know. This is quarantine, Bobby.
Uh-huh.
If I wanted to look, I would look okay.
Bobby, I've been to Canada with you. I seen you dressed up. That's you, Bobby. What are you talking about? You act like you act like you get dressed up like a black pastor or some shit. I've seen you out. Fuck you, me quarantine, Bobby. That's your, yeah, like he dressed up. Now I will say your hair grew out.
Yeah.
And you and this bitch look like Mr. Miyagi. That's about it.
Give her a round of applause. She was fucking
thank
grand.
You, thank you. Oh, August 12th, BET Plus.
And Miss Pat, where can we find the Pat Down, your podcast?
On all platforms, Spotify, right next to y'all shit, everywhere.
Check it out.
iTunes, check out my podcast.
Great.
Oh my God, that was great. Thank you so much. Jacob, you had to take a photo. Yeah. Yeah.